Hachette Audio presents Wild Thing, written by Josh Bazell, read by Robert Petkoff, featuring Stephanie Wolfe.
For Jael, the human understanding is not composed of dry light, but is subject to influence from the will and the emotions, a fact that creates fanciful knowledge. A man prefers to believe what he wants to be true. Francis Bacon, Aphorisms. Concerning the Interpretation of Nature and the Kingdom of Man, Dryden Translation. But I want to know for sure. Chip Taylor, Wild Thing. Prologue. Exhibit A, White Lake, Minnesota, summer before last. Autumn Semmel feels Benji Schnecki's fingertip trace the top of her thigh along the lower front hem of her boy shorts toward her pussy. It causes her skin to tighten all the way to her nipples and her pussy to unclench like a fist. She opens her eyes, says, "Stop that shit." "Why?" Benji says. "Because Megan and Ryan are right there." Autumn nods over her shoulder. She and Benji are lying on the White Lake side of the spit of land, mostly roots, that separates White Lake from Lake Garner. Megan Gotchnick and Ryan Crissel are out on Lake Garner behind them. Benji says, "So? I'm not touching anything that's covered." "I know what you're doing. You're driving me crazy." Autumn stands up, stretching down the edges of her bathing suit, looks behind her. Megan and Ryan are in their canoe, 20 or 30 yards from shore. Megan's legs are over the sides. Ryan's going down on her. Because of the way sound carries over the water, Autumn can hear Megan's...